This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Kia ora koutou, I'm Dr. Barb Anderson. Welcome to the series of Otago Regional Council candidate interviews. I'm here on behalf of the Otago Institute for the Arts and Sciences. We're the Otago branch of the Royal Society New Zealand. We'll be chatting with the Otago Regional Council Dunedin Ward candidates, asking a series of in-depth questions so that you can understand the individual candidates better. First off, for total transparency, I do need to let you know that I'm also standing for election for the West Harbour Community Board. The candidates were made aware of any potential for conflict of interest when they were invited to speak. Most of the candidates have chosen to be interviewed. However, two candidates did decline to be included in this series. But remember, this is not about me. I'm just the voice asking the questions. The questions have been supplied by the Otago Institute Committee, and they'll be the same general questions for all the candidates. There might be a few follow-up questions for clarity, and there will be a time limit for answers. I will not be debating the candidates. This is a chance for you to hear the Otago Regional Council candidates put their views across in their words. We're here today with Brian Scott, candidate for the ORC Dunedin Ward. Welcome and thank you for putting your hand up to stand and for coming along today to talk to us.
My absolute pleasure.
As you know, we've got limited time and we do have a set of questions to get through. So we've brought along a little bell and we're going to keep to no longer than 2 minutes. First, could you just quickly introduce yourself in 30 seconds, the elevator pitch?
Wow. Look, I'll try my best. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. Yeah, my name is Brian Scott. I grew up in Balclutha, south of Otago, went to university, trained as an engineer, and went overseas, returned. Why did I return? Because I grew up during the 60s and 70s where it was completely an economic focus and there were environmental issues that needed to be addressed, water pollution, not enough water in our rivers, air pollution, this type of thing. And the ORC has the responsibility for the sustainable management of the environment. That's why.
Excellent. Thank you very much. And what are the most important issues for the future of our community?
Well, in terms of the levers that the Otago Regional Council polls, I would say that the key issues is there's three key issues, and the first one's water, and the second one's water, and the third one's water as well.
So a lot of water.
A lot of water. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about water quality. That, you know, the 60s, the 70s, the economic subsidies, all this type of thing. And then, you know, intensive agriculture, intensive industry, and the result is that our rivers and so forth, particularly the downstream one, there are water quality issues. Approximately a third of our rivers are either graded poor or fair, and we need to do better. So, you know, that's a really key issue. And we're, in terms of this particular term, the reason why I'm standing, if I'm jumping ahead, is that we need to establish a tighter land and water regional plan and a regional policy statement and integrated catchment management to address those. So that will address water quality one, water quality two, and, you know, climate change in terms of what we can and need to do, flood protection, this type of thing. How much time have I got?
You're all right there on time. So yeah. I'm just going to get some follow-in questions
here.
So how do you think you're going to be able to enact this? As if you were elected, how would you go about enacting this? What's your, on the ground, what are you going to do? Would you do this functionally?
Yeah, it's quite clear from my perspective. There's three key things that as a councillor, in terms of supporting and promoting, I will be supporting and promoting a sound and robust regional policy statement that'll put in place all the overarching policies and visions and so forth for our waterways, our region, air, pests, biosecurity, biodiversity, all that type of thing. And then below that, I will support and promote the rules and limits that are in place for a land and water plan. So, for example, there was a lot of radio space around. Am I allowed to keep talking?
You finish the sentence when I go like that, yes.
Land and water plan, regional policy statement, integrated catchment management. They're the things that I want to get involved in.
Awesome. And we'll take a little bit of time off your next question, which is related. So you've got 2 minutes starting now. What do you see as the biggest environmental issue facing our community?
Well, look, that's a hard one because there's actually a few of them. One's obviously climate change because, you know, basically everything is just becoming a little bit more ramped up, whether it's water supply or in the way it rains, how often it rains, there'll be less water in the glaciers, all this type of thing, which that's one of the key issues. But in terms of the levers that the regional council is currently pulling, I actually believe the here and now is all about our rivers. And that is the key issue in terms of addressing, getting a more sustainable approach in terms of the water quality of our rivers, the amount of water that's in our rivers, and how we manage the impact of our rivers, you know, flood control, this type of thing. I believe that's the here and now. In the short term and the medium term, of course, is climate change. And the climate change is here and now as well.
And, of course, that's related to the rivers.
Of course it is.
Very related to the rivers. And I do believe that you've got some influence on predators as an environmental issue as well.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we have a biosecurity strategy and we do different things. So, for example, we fund the HALO project in the Dunedin area, $300,000 a year.
When you say we there, who are you meaning we?
The Otago Regional Council.
The Otago Regional Council.
The Otago Regional Council. Well, when I say we, what I actually mean is our community and the community is in control of the Otago Regional Council. So the big picture, we fund, like, for example, a project like the HALO project. The small picture, we're actually trying to get on top of rabbits. We're trying to do that differently, to do it better. We're setting up community groups and we're making landowners more accountable in terms of if a landowner has rabbits above a certain density, there is a process they need to go through now.
Excellent. Thank you. So next question, starting your next 2-minute spiel.
Wow.
What is your track record for engaging with tangata whenua?
My track record, I believe tangata whenua would have to, ask them would probably be the best way to actually handle it. But I believe I'm respectful. I recently undertook a 2-year course in terms of Māori language, te reo. I wouldn't say I'm particularly good at it. After saying that, I did write a book over the last 2 years, My Trail, T.Y. Punamu, and in it I tried to be respectful to mana whenua and the history of our land. I firmly believe that the future we need to walk hand in hand and that we need each other in terms of mana whenua and those that aren't mana whenua. To use their skills, their beliefs, we can only do it together.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you very much for that. That's very good. And I believe I may have done the same te reo course as you've done.
So oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, a few years back now, though.
Yeah, I'm sure your pronunciation is better than mine. But yeah.
It's hard. Honestly, it seems like it's easier than it is, but you just have to keep practicing on it. And I think the best thing is really if we can just like do our best and keep trying to get better. I think that's really where we're at with te reo Māori. It's all about intent, I think.
Cool. Kia ora. Yeah.
So next 2 minutes, what strategies will you use to work collaboratively with council members who have differing views? So there's been a bit of strife in the council in the past. How would you handle those situations? Are you going to be able to work as a group there?
And look, I actually think that some of the conflict at the table's actually been misinterpreted to a certain degree. The reality is, it's not about necessarily adults behaving badly. It's actually about mature adults actually having differing views on certain things. And so take the Manuhiri Kia. There were those that, if I'm allowed to say, had similar views to the Irrigators, and there are those that didn't. And the community via the newspaper was saying, well, everybody needs to kiss and make up. Well, really, what they actually need to do is come to some type of sustainable conclusion. They need to follow the legal processes and so forth. After saying all of that, on a personal basis, it's important to me to be friendly with everybody, to identify common ground and things like this. I personally will not back off in terms of doing the best for our environment. I realize that there are times when I need to compromise, but I think we all have our bottom lines. But I try to understand where people are coming from, and hopefully we'll get there. I actually believe, or I'm hoping, that the balance on council will change after this election, that the community will say, well, actually, we don't actually agree with some of the views, and people will stand, and at the end we'll get a more constructive path forward. So, yes, it's about people working better, but it's also about doing the things that we're voted in to do.
Well, thank you very much for that. So we've got one last two-minute big question here. You're doing awesomely well here. You're sticking to time like a trooper. How will you engage with all parts of our community to ensure their voices are heard?
Okay. Well, the Land and Water Regional Plan is the next key cab off the rank.
Can you just explain what that is?
So that's the Land and Water Regional Plan. So that's setting in place the rules and the limits for our water, the way we look after our environment, our expectations, our values, water quality, water quantity, you know, things like pests, all these types of things. Now, in terms of consultation and working, so that the first one is that whole process, which is a really important process, is working constructively in partnership with Mana Whenua. Secondly, there are workshops coming up in November, December. I'm on a working party to actually make sure that people, not only is the council talking, but the council is listening. So there's a process right throughout Otago, advertised that there'll be meetings. And then in March next year, there'll be a feedback loop in terms of presentations, in terms of where the council's getting to. And then at the end of the year, there'll be the start of a formal hearing process so the community can submit and say...
That's a lot of hearings and parts and stages there.
Yeah, but that is that's an important plan. It's an important document for the future. And that all that work is to show the interaction with the community. The Regional Council hasn't done well in this space in the past, so ideally there's some interaction there. On a personal basis, my phone's always available. Please ring me, email me if there are concerns.
Assuming you get elected.
Exactly right. Exactly. I mean, I think all the candidates will be speaking trying to be positive. I understand quite clearly that...
Sorry, I'm just being a bit facetious.
No, I understand quite clearly that it's a competitive game. And in 2 weeks' time, I resign as a councillor and I put my name in the hat for the possibility of being elected again.
Fantastic. You're doing an awesome job here. We've got the quick fire round.
Now,
the quick fire round is buses. Should they be turned from the ORC to the DCC, yes or no?
Well,
is 10 seconds.
I believe we need that conversation and that their natural fit is with the DCC.
Fantastic.
So there's an opportunity there.
So Voices for Freedom, are you affiliated, yes or no? Are they a danger?
I'm not affiliated to any particular group. Are they a danger? I'm really not quite sure. I don't know much about them.
Fantastic. That's not fantastic that you don't know much about them. That's a fantastically quick answer. Hey, Brian, thank you so much for coming along today, and you've done fantastically well. I'm sorry it was such a rushed question and answers, but you've done well, and we wish you all the best for the rest of the campaign and for a constructive ORC should you be re-elected.
Cool.
And thank you very much once again.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you.
Thank you. You've been listening to Otago Regional Council Candidate Interviews, brought to you by the Otago Institute for the Arts and Sciences, the Otago branch of the Royal Society New Zealand. If you'd like to listen again or to hear other candidate interviews in this series, go to the Otago Access Radio website, oar.org.nz, or the Otago Institute website, otago-institute.org. I'm Dr. Barb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.